The 59th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi concentration camp at Auschwitz was marked yesterday with remembrances across Europe. In Italy, an ally of Germany during World War II, and a country where militant soccer fans often use anti-Semitic slurs, the commemoration included a special soccer match. The proceeds from the Match of Memory are going to a planned Holocaust museum in Rome. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports.
Palla che finisce in rete per il gol di Marco Mazzocchi. In precedenza,
the Match of Memory was played in Rome's Olympic Stadium and was broadcast live throughout the country. Sports figures, artists, politicians, and journalists formed the two teams. The soccer charity match sprung from a despicable act at the same stadium in 1998 when soccer hooligans held up a large banner aimed at the rival Italian team. It carried the words, "Auschwitz is your country, the ovens are your homes," an anti-Semitic message used as a disparaging slogan. Racist and anti-Semitic incidents have been a recurring feature of soccer matches in Italy and elsewhere in Europe. When there are black players in the field, fans sometimes shout monkey-like noises or throw bananas. Organizers of last night's charity match said that soccer seems to be the continent's unifying factor, so this could be a useful signal to combat hatred, racism, and intolerance. The guest of honor was Nobel Peace Prize winner and Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel, who took part in lighting 6 candles in memory of the 6 million Jews murdered in the Holocaust. Earlier, speaking at Rome City Hall, Wiesel warned of the danger of a new rise in anti-Semitism.
We have antennas. That's all that we have. We have antennas. And when we tell you that beware, there is danger, believe us. And I'm telling you, our antennas tell us that there is a moral danger to humanity today.
A poll on European anti-Semitism released on the eve of Remembrance Day showed that 46% of those asked said Jews in their nations were different, and 35% said Jews should stop playing the victim for the Holocaust. The poll was conducted for the Italian newspaper Corriere della Sera in 9 European countries. A few months ago, a report commissioned by the European Union blamed disaffected Muslim immigrant youth for the rise in anti-Semitic incidents in Europe. Before that, a European Union survey showed that a majority of Europeans believe that Israel is the most dangerous country in the world. Nobel laureate Elie Wiesel referred to this alarming trend.
Because we ask ourselves, if Auschwitz couldn't cure anti-Semitism, what will? What can? My God, don't we know what it means? What it meant then? What it produced?
Yesterday's charity soccer match was not the only event on Remembrance Day. All across Italy, towns commemorated the Auschwitz liberation. One of the most important ceremonies took place in Trieste, the city with the shameful distinction of having had the only death camp in Italy. In other towns, bookstores displayed empty shelves as a reminder of Nazi book burnings. Italian TV was filled with documentaries, World War II footage of the camps, and discussions about the legacy of the Holocaust. The debate is particularly intense in Italy with its fascist past. 6,000 Italian Jews were deported, only about 150 returned. Today, the heir to the fascist party, the National Alliance Party, sits in government. The party leader, Gianfranco Fini, who is also deputy prime minister, recently traveled to Israel and publicly disavowed fascism. He called it the absolute evil and defined the racist anti-Jewish laws of the time as vile. Yesterday, sitting next to Elie Wiesel, Fini spoke about the importance of keeping memory alive.
But it is even more important to understand why it happened here in Europe, the cradle of civilization. It was Europe that generated this monster and gave birth to that madness. Understanding why will help us to find an antidote. Because anti-Semitism does not belong to the past, it can still reproduce itself in different form.
The Italian government has announced the creation of a permanent commission to combat discrimination and anti-Semitism. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.